clear in the Gemara that the practice always was that they would recite Tachnun after the Shemana Esrei of Shachris and after the Shemana Esrei of Mincha. The Gemara tells a story that one time the Chochem wasn't permitted to come to Shul, and every day he used to daven home, and his wife didn't want his prayers to be answered because she was afraid that he would pray that her brother should die. So every day she would make sure that she spoke to him in between the Shemana Esrei and Tachnun, so his prayers were not accepted. And then one day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and by mistake it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. It was going to be, the next day was going to be Rosh Chodesh. So that day he did say Tachnun without talking in between the Shemana Esrei and the Tachnun. That day his prayers were answered. So the moral of the story is that if you want, the whole purpose of davening is we want our prayers to be answered. If you want your prayers to be answered, you should say Tachnun without talking in between the Shemana Esrei and the Tachnun. Taisvis points out that it's not proper to talk in the middle of Psuke de Zimra. Taisvis is not sure about this. So the opinion that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch is not proper because the Baruch of Yishtabach doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem because it's connected Smucha Lachavata to the Baruch of Baruch Sheomah. But not that it should be Smucha Lachavata, you should only say in between Baruch Sheomah and Yishtabach the Psuke de Zimra. You're not allowed to talk about other things. The Gemara says clearly in Bracha that you're not permitted to talk in the middle of Hallel, special Hetem, if now Kodet, if now Yira, like talking in the middle of Kriya Shema. Not allowed to talk in the middle of Hallel, even on the day when you only say Chatzi Hallel. Also not allowed to talk. So that we understand very well. Tosis has two understandings. One, pshat is because you say a Bracha, Shekirishon of the Mitzvah itself. The Kroos HaHallel, so whenever you recite a Bracha on a Mitzvah, you shouldn't be mafsik till you finish doing the Mitzvah. Like when you say the bracha on Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyah Shofar, so you don't talk till the Baal Tekiah finishes. When you do the bracha on Bedikas Chometz, you don't talk till you finish the whole Bedikas Chometz. But even if you would talk, you wouldn't have to repeat the bracha, unless you talk in between the bracha and the Tchilas HaMitzvah. But if you talk in the middle of the mitzvah, you don't have to repeat it. Now, Tosis has the suggestion that even if you're saying Hallel without a bracha, and there is no Birchas HaMitzvah, there's no problem of talking between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. There's the things that it takes away from the Hallel. You're praising the Rabbi Shalom, and all of a sudden you talk about the sports. So they said, even the middle is Miris. You don't see any bracha when you sing Miris on Shabbat. But if you talk, all those Miris are praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're praising the Rabbi Shalom. So if you start talking about other things in the middle of the Miris, so you take away from the significance of the Miris. Even if you're not saying a bracha on the Hallel, some Bali HaTosis didn't say a bracha when you say Chatzi Hallel. So even if you're not saying a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not proper to talk. In the middle of Shemana Esrei, for sure, it's not permissible to talk. What's it in B'Yevet? If a person talks in the middle of Shemana Esrei, starts talking about the weather, about sports. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that he does not have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, even though he's talking about a totally side topic, unless he was mapsik so long, sure, could they leave Maraskula. Shulchan Aruch gives it in. It's a person thought that today was Rosh Chodesh, and he said Yalav Yavah by mistake. Yalav Yavah does belong in the middle of Ritzei today. So the Shulchan Aruch says, since it wasn't Shohok, you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Have a nice day.